The day of Pentecost has deep roots in the history of the covenants. In the history of the people of God in the Old Covenant, the Passover feast recalled the crossing of the Red Sea, the Passover of the people from slavery to freedom. After the Passover, the grain harvest began. In the Old Testament, the Feast of Pentecost was a day of thanksgiving, celebrated on the 50th day after the first Sabbath of the grain harvest. The first bread made from the new grain was presented as an offering to the Lord in gratitude for the fruits of the creation. In the vision of the new covenant in the Gospels, the resurrection is the new Passover. The resurrection is Jesus' Passover from life to death. And it is also the passing over from one order of power to another, the definitive solution to the condition of sin. The new order of power is opened up by the giving of the Holy Spirit. And this is an order of power in which God's intentions for human persons created in the image of God will be achieved as the condition of sin is overcome. So it is no accident that the power of the Spirit is experienced as wind on the day of Pentecost. In the book of Genesis, the creation of humanity is done by breathing in the Spirit, the same creative Spirit that moved as a wind over the face of the waters to bring the creation into being is breathed directly into Adam as a symbol of the fact that humanity is the highest achievement of God's creative power. So the Gospel of John shows Jesus breathing the Spirit into the disciples, making them the first fruits of this new creation, this new order of power. For a long time, the church was the only institution that claimed to be the source of hope for all of humanity. After the world wars demonstrated the destructive potential of humanity, new institutions arose to try to unite the world. Now we have world institutions like the United Nations or the World Bank that seek the unity of humanity. But the church is the only institution that insists that the unity of humanity will come about only through authentic worship of God. That only worship can overcome the division and conflict that is the heart of the condition of sin. So in the Pentecost readings, we see great emphasis on the reality that we are all interdependent as members of the human race. And we are certainly experiencing that in a negative way now as we see the coronavirus rippling across the world, not distinguishing between any nation or culture. Interdependence is part of being created in the image of God. In the church, this interdependence is manifested in the way the gifts of the Holy Spirit function. Paul says there are different kinds of spiritual gifts, but the same Spirit. To each person, the manifestation of the Spirit is given for some benefit. The gifts of the Spirit are organically connected, just as the organs of the human body are. So every person created in the image of God has some necessary part to play in the unity of humanity. And the church is the privileged place where that reality is supposed to be discovered and worked out. In the Pentecost readings, we see great emphasis on the fact that the church overcomes divisions which fracture the human race. The miracle of tongues on the day of Pentecost manifests the fact that the gospel offers the power to overcome divisions in the human race. Certainly, the main source of division in humanity as a whole is culture and language. But the gospel offers the power to overcome all sources of division in the human race. Paul writes to the Corinthians, "In one spirit, we were all baptized into one body, whether Jews or Greeks, slaves or free persons, and we were all given one spirit." Here the Spirit overcomes religious divisions, political divisions, class divisions, anything which sets one group of persons apart as superior to another, anything that makes one group of people the oppressors of another, Certainly, if he were writing here today, as we see new evidence of racial tensions in the news, Paul would say, "In one spirit we were all baptized into one body, whether white or black." A similar passage appears in the letter to the Galatians. "For all of you were baptized into Christ and have clothed yourselves with Christ. There is neither Greek nor Jew. There is neither slave nor free person. There is not male and female. For you are all one in Christ Jesus." A similar passage appears in the letter to the Colossians. "Put on the new self, which is being renewed for knowledge in the image of its creator. Here there is not Greek and Jew, circumcision and uncircumcision, barbarian, Scythian, slave or free, but Christ is all and in all." So these are lists of groups of people defined by differences that can become sources of division. And this division is to be overcome through the work of the Spirit in the church. Deep in the tradition of Pentecost, there is an emphasis on care for the poor. In speaking about the harvest of the grain, the book of Leviticus says, "When you reap the harvest of the land, you shall not reap the field to its edge, nor shall you glean the stray ears of grain. These you shall leave for the poor and the alien." The occurrence of Pentecost, 50 days after the resurrection, recalls the Jewish Jubilee year, celebrated every 50th year in the Jewish liturgical calendar. The Jubilee year was God's guarantee that no person created in the image of God would ever fall into disgrace. In the Jubilee year, debts were forgiven. Families who had lost land could regain the source of their livelihood. When Paul teaches the Corinthians about the celebration of the Eucharist, he stresses that every person must be treated with equal dignity in the celebration of the Eucharist. He reprimands the church at Corinth for their lack of care for the poor, which results in people coming to the Eucharist to try to get some bread to eat. He says, "Do you show contempt for the church of God and make those who have nothing feel ashamed? Anyone who eats and drinks without discerning the body of Christ eats and drinks judgment on themselves." Paul says any celebration of the Eucharist where the unity of the body brought about by the Spirit is not respected, where all persons are received equally, cannot be called an authentic celebration. The unifying power of the Spirit flows from God's love for every person created in the image of God. It is no accident that the fastest growing segment of world Christianity today are the Pentecostal churches, which emphasize the transforming power of the Spirit. These churches remind us of the importance of being open to the Spirit. They are growing most in poor communities where people are longing for liberation and empowerment in oppressive conditions. As divine person, Jesus places himself in solidarity with the entire human race. This opens up the possibility of a united humanity as we learn to live in solidarity with one another as persons created in the image of God. So on this Feast of Pentecost, we ask God to remind us of our mission, to open our hearts to the inspiration of the Holy Spirit. We are the sacrament of union with God and the unity of humanity. We are empowered by the Holy Spirit to witness to the unifying power of Christ. And we ask the Lord to help us to live up to this great calling that we have received.